Okay, so yesterday, just before we, I want to go on to the Iker Inyan of the Sugya, which is the statement of Avchizda, that it has to be Nisuchechet Kilchasa, Neimu Shasal Letzel, and the various Pshatim. We saw Sofer Rashi's Pshat, but we mentioned this at the end of Shir yesterday, just as an Inyan Rachav, a very broad topic, just a little few more Marmakomos in that connection. So the Pashat Pshat, of course, in all these cases of Ganvach, are that the sukkah was made with tzorech goyim, with tzorech nashim, with tzorech behemo, with tzorech kusim, and that's what it sounds like from the Meiri. But there is a mashmos in the Gemara in Menachas Membeis, and that's not the Bataria there, that the case is to be interpreted that the goyim actually made the sukkah, and then if you have to say that way, you have to say the same thing by nashim. Nashim made the sukkah. That's the mashmos of Tosas and Gittin of the Eger references. I don't know what to do about Sukkot's Behema. Pasha don't know how you're going to explain that. Maybe people have an idea that maybe there's a way to get around that. The Cholapacha Sukkot's Goyim, the Mashmos in the Gemara is that Goyim made the Sukkah, and Sukkot's Nashim, therefore, would mean that the Nashim made the Sukkah. Again, as I noted at the end of Shir, that doesn't mean that the Pshat is any different than learning the Sugya. Not to get confused. The Chiddush of the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Braisa, that it's Kasher, has nothing to do with the Inyan that we're about to talk about. The chiddush has to do with the fact that it was not made with l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but it was at least made with sale, which is whatever the pshat is. That's the halach. But meanwhile, it could be that if it's sukkah's nashim, then who made it? Nashim made it. And if it's sukkah's goyim, who made it for the goyim? The goyim themselves made the sukkah. So what does this say in terms of the halachos themselves about whether it's kasher for a guy to make a sukkah, for a guy to do other things that have to do with chetzer shel mitzvah for us, and the same thing by nashim who are not chayv in the mitzvah. So as we noted, the sugya and gittin, again, the Eger is mitzayin the tosis here, but the tosis is going on the Gemara. The Gemara has a drash of kshartam with savtam, that nisha yeshno bikshira yeshno bikshiva, and therefore kosh eno bikshira, anyone who doesn't have the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, is puzzled to write parshas of tefillin. That's a clear halacha, no question about it. Tosus comments, Mikan omar ben utam, the ein isha ogedes lulav v'oset tzitzis. So Tosus brings in two mitzvahs where a woman is putter, namely lulav and tzitzis. And when you're talking about creating the chetzer shel mitzvah, the eged of the lulav is seen in some way as manufacturing the dalet minim, putting it together. That's a sugya later on, of course. And then asiyas tzitzis. So a woman who's putter in the mitzvah would be puzzled to create the chetzer shel mitzvah. That's a shitas Rabbeinu Tam here in Tosus. Came in the Ein Mifkida. So he applies the rule that the Gemara derives from the drasha, k'shartem chsavtem, yeshna b'kshira, yeshna b'ksiva, that therefore she's not allowed to make tefillin, parshas shel tefillin, so too she can't create the lulav or tzitzis. In fact, Tosus, the Ein Nira, so Tosus, one of the kashas Tosus has is from our Gemara. Ramina nami sukkas ganvach sheira beperakav b'sukkah. So what does that mean? Because again, Tosus taking the cue from the Gemara in Menachas Membeis, that sukkas ganvach also means, not, for example, sukkas goyim, not just maybe that was made with tzorach goyim, but the goyim were the ones who constructed the sukkah. So too, sukkas nashim means a woman made the sukkah. So just like you see a woman can make a sukkah, she could make the schach and create the sukkah, so it should be the same thing by lulav and by tzitzis. This is the kasha Tosus has of Rabbeinu Tam, so we have to know what Rabbeinu Tam answered this kasha and what's really what are the broader issues involved. Again, just a few more makomos, this is not the last word by any stretch, just a couple of things to know that I came across. There's a Tshuva HaRashba, I forget who was mitzayin it, but it's in Chel Gimel Reish Nun Tes. There's a line or two here that's very interesting. Tshuva HaRashba, Chel Gimel Reish Nun Tes, a question had to do with Tevilas Kelim Al Yidei Yakum. Does it count as a tefillah? That was what was asked him. And he says, you don't need any special kavana for Chulin meaning that the thing is Tamei, now becomes Tohor. I suppose it'd be interesting. You talk about Tfilas Kelim in our own day, we're talking about Kelim that were manufactured by a guy in order to be Malit, to Ishus Yisrael. So It would be interesting, just ironically, you know, have a guy do the tefillah. The whole purpose of the tefillah is to bring it up, so I don't know. But this is not what we're talking about. I think he's talking about the inyan of Ketumah V'Tayra. Chulin lo bai kavana. The code lo bai kavana, shricha safiru de yakum muter. Anyway, within that tshuva, so he says, im yesh batvaras kelim tzad ha-Torah, he understands lahachmir lahashvosa l'sham mitzvos ha-Torios, other mitzvos of the Torah, asher maga ha'akum posa behen. So maybe you'll say that it should be similar to other mitzvos, that if the guy is the one involved, it's not going to work. Ve'en lehem chelok v'zikaron b'yirushas shleim b'sa mitzvos. There's the notion of guy being mufka from mitzvos. For example, shchitas akum kayotzi bo yochichu. This is what he's quoting from the Shoel. The Shoel is telling that we know guy can't shecht, so therefore guy has no shechtes to mitzvos. If he's mufka from mitzvos, he can't be part of any aspect of allowing our mitzvos to function in whatever way, whatever halachos of the Torah. Can't be ayidei akum. Zed the einai tama gadol liish kamocha, says the Rashba. To you, a smart person like you, how could you make such a point? Yom adava zeh v'chisuka shasa akum mi mifsilu. So the Rashba's kasha is sukas goyim lebeis hillel, of course, because according to Beis Shammai, you need kavanah. Next mishnah, kavanah l'shem chag. So that gets into the question: the goy can have kavanah or not? If the count is kavanah, if the guy is having the kavanah, it's not, he's not a Jew. But point of Beis Hillel, all you need is a sukkah for what? For tzel, right? No. Nope. So if a guy made a sukkah, mi misul Beis Hillel do l'boy sukkah l'shem chag, gam sukkahs ganvach sheira. And there he goes, brings again the kasha from sukkahs ganvach that we saw Cain Zentosis bin Regera bin Utam from sukkahs nashim. So the Rashba quotes sukkahs ganvach. And he goes on. So that's an interesting marmokum. Goes on with other things as well. That's one marmokim in Rishonim. Then I have another thing I came across in Tosus Rid in Avodah Zarah Chavav Amid Beis, and also in the Piskei Rid here in Sukkah. Both touch on the issue as well. When do we say that a goy cannot be part of a mitzvah? Like Shechitas Goy is of course pasul, and then you have to talk about Milah. And you can talk about sukkah and other mitzvahs like this, and lulav, let's say. So what does he say? In Avodah Zarah Chavav Amid Beis, here he doesn't have I think he kind of leaves it as a question, but in Tosfos Rid in Avodah Zarah, he's trying to understand. Amay mila begoy ksheira. Again, it's a shaila in the Gemara, but if you hold mila, it's no good. It's kosher for a guy to do mila. Maishna mishchita sanachri to have a nevela. A guy can't shecht; it doesn't count for anything. It's nevela, but mila the guy, according to one man d'amar, would be kosher. So what's the difference? Nearly says the Tosfos Rid, dafka b'shchita sheyesh dinim b'shchita. How do you cut? How's it a proper shchita? Shemnechtechu ayidei drisa, there's five halachas, mosh misina binagir shchita, drisa, chalada, shehiya. How it's done. The maisa chituch itself has to be done. The knife has to be without any blitos. You have to check the knife for that reason, that it shouldn't, the way that you cut the simanim, if you don't do it the right way, just because you cut the simanim themselves and they're cut, it wouldn't make it kasher shchita. It has to be cut in a particular manner. Hilka shchita sanachu nevela, because those dinam are not shaykh to a guy. Abu Hamila, the whole tastiking, whatever way, Shenechtech Arlaso Havikshera. Of course, you're a dinam in Mila. How much you cut, where you cut, chuli. But the idea being there's no lach in the way in which you do the chituch. The Arla is cut. The Arla is chatuch. So, however, it came off is kshera, afio de chabur bialma, hilkach afio begay kshera. Then he adds, Benagea our Gemara. The chain suka nami, the whole tastiki shi asuya litzel, he kshera. As long as the sukkah had been made with sail, it's kosher. Hilkach ikshair, if you will be goy, sukkah daf chesam ebeitz. Avo, by get, a guy can't be a shliach a get, because a shliach is learned out of a pasuk, of a shliach v'shilcha. If you're not betoras that inyan of Gerishin, because the whole concept of Ishus is foreign to a guy. We don't have that. They don't have the concept of Ishus like we do, so he can't be a Shliach. And then the Manda Asa Milu B'Guy, it's not for this reason. It's a Gzeras Melech. The Gemara is a Gzeras Akasav. Himo Yimo, Himo Yimo, Hamo Yimo. So it's a new halacha that a guy is part. That's the Gemara there in Melech is still mentioning such a drasha that a guy is possible to be a mile based on a new Gzeras Akasav. But fundamentally, you would say it's not the same thing as Shechita. It's more similar to Sukkah. This is the Tosus Rid. Finally, the Rav here in the Rishimus, Reichman Sefer on Sukkah, he has an interesting svara in defense of Rabbeinu Tam, but then he leaves it with a question after that. So what's Rabbeinu Tam going to do? Rabbeinu Tam has a svara, his shita, that a woman cannot make a lulav. What do you do with the kash of the sukkah? So he says, Rabbeinu Tam, whenever there's a chalos that's coming about, a chalos lishma, he wants to bring in lishma. We'll see this on Daf Tes. Tzitzis needs a chalos lishma. So kavanas lishma has to be from somebody who's shaykh to the mitzvah. Sukkah, the answer is, there's no halacha of lishma. Lishem tzel is not a din lishma. It's a hechetimsa that it's called sukkah. It's called a schach. It's l'shem tzel. So, memela, l'shem tzel, you have, if a woman made the sukkah, if a guy made the sukkah, you could say the same thing. That's a metzius. Is it l'shem tzel? Is it not l'shem tzel? Who made the sukkah is irrelevant. You don't, there's no halach of kavana l'shem tzel be'etzim. It's just, it should be l'shem tzel. The metzius is, it's l'shem, designated for tzel. It was all made for tzel. Kosher inas l'shem tzel, it's not schach. But there's no din l'shma, like by Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis. So therefore, even someone who's not chayv to the mitzvah, not chayv in the mitzvah, can be koveya that this schach is l'shem tzel. Again, a guy, a woman. However, a Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, is machshid achevtza, and therefore you have to be shaykh to the mitzvah. What's the kasha, though? What's the aluv? So very nice to be machalik from sukkah. But what do you do with lulav? Tzitzis is good. Rabbeinu Tam said two things, tzitzis and lulav. So he's with Zerachim. He tried. But what do you do with lulav? You have to know, those who are learning the Leia Prakim. Kasher eged ha-lulav. Eged ha-lulav is not a chalos din l'shma. Just that you should be an eged. There should be an eged there. There's no din l'shma. So it should be similar to schach. So vayta, tosis kasha, should still be on Rabbeinu Tam. If it's kasha for a woman to make a sukkah, it should be kasha for her to ma'agid the lulav. So that he doesn't answer. Where do we take this halacha? A woman can a woman make tzitzis? Do we take Rabbeinu Tam? We choshish for Rabbeinu Tam? Can a woman be ma'agid the lulav? So Halacha lemaisa, so to speak, hilchas tzitzis, simin yudalid. Tzitzis yasoner in Yehudi pasul. The Mechaber pasul says a goy cannot make tzitzis. Dabel bnei Yisrael afuke in Yehudi. So his makar is a drasha. Va'ishak shera la'sosan. So the Mechaber pasul, a woman can make tzitzis. I mean, she can be told her the beged, the tzitzis on the beged. Haga rama v'yesh machmirim. Lahatzvich anashim sheyasu osan. A chumra the Ramah brings, based on a Mordechai, which is based on Rabbeinu Tam, that a woman should not make tzitzis. The tov lasus came lechatchila. And he ends that it's a l'din lechatchila. In other words, why does he have to say that? And that could be the yishuv to the kasha of Tosas on Rabbeinu Tam. What did Tosas ask him Rabbeinu Tam? A simpler yishuv, in other words. Sukkas ganvach is kasher. I Rabbeinu Tam says a woman shouldn't make tzitzis, shouldn't make a lulav. No, maybe only din chatchila. But the yevet is kasha. That could be the easiest answer. I mean, the way the Ramah concludes, the tov lasus came lechatchila. Then you have the Mishnah discusses based on this. What about a katan? In the bir halacha, he says mukhruch ani levayer l'fi ma shehikil haramah l'inyan diyeved b'isha. So then he goes into katan. and so on. But Lamaisa, he says that this basic halacha of Rabbeinu Tam is not the pashtus. But hatzrich anashim hu hatam shem haram shuvah be'agos maimonios, and that's the Rabbeinu Tam. The Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Kosh eino be'levisha eino ba'asiyah v'nafkemina gam liyeser mitzvahs lulav sukkah. But he says, "Mashma shaloch the Raman daki Moshe lo chashash lakmut lemaharam, which is only by tzitzis." So apparently, the Raman did not bring his halacha down anywhere else. He didn't bring it by lulav, didn't bring it by sukkah. He only brought it down by tzitzis. In Hilchas lulav, just one more marimakam. We'll end with this on this inyan. Tav Resh Mem Tes. Says the Ramah b'shem the Mordechai, lulav she'agdo kusi va'asa'o. If a kusi puts together the minim of the lulav, kasher kimo sukas kusi. One of the cases is sukas kusi. So he says that would be kasher. That's the Ramah. Now kusi could be a censorship issue, right? What could it really be saying? Akum, right? In the Mishneh Berurah, Yudalit says Agdol Akum. The Ramah says Agdol Kusi. In the Mishneh Berurah, the same words Agdol Akum. So what's the pshat? There's a mitzvah to do Eged Lulav, but Kasharai De Akum. Mefurish, therefore that you could have it. The Ayin Magen Avraham says the Mishneh Berurah here. Sivkan Yudalit Tafish Mem Tes Sivkan Yudalit Shidaito Dilachat Chila Lo Yagdenu. Why? Because of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam by Nashim, and so to Goyim. If you're not mechuyah b'davar, you can't prepare that chefza. Umitam zeh, says the Mishneh Berurah, or based on Magen Avraham, lo isha lo tegret halov l'chatchila. Again, based on the Magen Avraham, who's choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam. But he concludes, the ayin isham b'bir halov, the Magen Avraham in simen yudalit. Not over here. That the woman, based on Rabbeinu Tam, shouldn't make the rule of either. Ayin sham bebir halacha. Look at what I wrote in Simen Yudal in Hilchot Tzitzis. Shebeirano de medina ein chshash bedavar. So basically, we're not worried for Rabbeinu Tam. We call makom tov lizaher b'zeh. So the best you get out of it is a tov lizaher, but not that we're really choshish for Rabbeinu Tam. That seems to be what comes out from the Shabura. I'm sure there are many more mamakomos. You can do your own homework. But I just thought this would be kedai to have the hashlama from yesterday. Again, all a side topic that sort of, drives from the cases of Sukkas Ganvach. Yeah. Yeah, right, Daf Gimel. So what do you say for that? That they have a shaykhus, but they show that they're not really shaykh. The end of the story shows that they couldn't relate. You see, there is a universal quality to sukkahs. You see in the Haftorah of sukkahs that they get the lasid level. Everyone is going to be cholik chag of sukkahs. I don't know what you can make at that. It's agadita, so right. Okay, let's come back to this inyan. Yeah, Avi.
A question on the previous with akum making. It's brought that the psul of an akum that he can't have kavanah lishma is because adaita the nafshika of it.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case by Nashim and Ketanos or Ketanin.
Right.
So,
right.
Regarding like Kavana L'Shem Tzel, so if he's having Kavana Adaita de Nafshe,
there should be even problem even by
shouldn't
Shem
that be?
Tzel.
Yeah.
It could be, but depends how you understand Adaita de Nafshe. Rav Chaim is Pshat, Adaita de Nafshe has to do with creating a Chalos L'Shma, not a Balabatish approach to Adaita de Nafshe. So it depends how you learn Adaita de Nafshe. If it's a Lamdish Adaita de Nafshe, then it's only when you need a Din L'Shma. We have Chaim learned it that way, the Rav. But if you learn it like you're saying more in the Baal Bat HaShemana, then what's the difference between Lishma or whatever Kavanah, he'll do his own thing. Yeah, I understand. That's a topic by itself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's come back to the heart of the Sugya. We have the Sukkas Ganvach and Sukkas Makvash, and we have the fact that its kosher is clear, and this is because we go like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. But we have a proviso. We have a condition that the rice itself stipulates, and Rav Chisda explains it. Ubilvad shtei misulcheches kehil chasa. All this is true, that it's kosher, but provided that it's misulcheches kehil chasa, which is a very ambiguous expression, so the Gemara probes what does it mean, and as Rashi notes, it can mean the obvious, that it has to be kosher in terms of the material of the schach, and it has to be more tzel. I mean, that you wouldn't have to tell me over here. The fact that there's a disadvantage in this sukkah that's unlike a typical sukkah wasn't made with Shem Chag, so therefore I would think that you can dispense with certain halachas that are basic to schach, obviously not. So there must be something specific here that he's telling you that's kosher, but one thing you have to hold on to. You can't compromise on this particular point. Misuchechas kilchasa. Namely, what? Says Rav Chisda, v'hu shasar litzel, period. Right? That's the words of Rav Chisda. V'hu shasar litzel. Meaning what? Lafuke what? What does it mean? So, Rashi's pshat, asuya litzel, lafuke snius bialma. A person could set the schach up, and the intention is to create more of a private area. You have walls, and now you have something of a roof, and now it creates a different type of experience that you are now under a roof. It's more private. Litzel means that it's for shielding from the sun. The point of Rashi is, as we saw from the Rashi later as well, the Lashon Rashi and the Lashon of the Rush quoting Rashi, without tzel, if it's not l'shem tzel, it's not called a sukkah. I understand you don't need it to be sukkah l'shem mitzvah sukkah, but it has to be a sukkah. For this to be called a sukkah, and we're talking gamdisha words, but this is Rashi, we're not going to Achronim. These are the words of Rashi. We're just being guided by Lashon Rashi. To be called a sukkah, it has to be that the schach is positioned there for the sake of tzel. If you did it for snius, then you wouldn't call it a sukkah, you'd call it something else. This makom would have a different designation. It wouldn't be a sukkah. In order to be kosher, it has to be a sukkah. Therefore, it has to be that you put it there l'shem tzel, to protect from the sun. How would you know? Because the lashon of the Braisa is misuchechas kilchasa. So the meaning of kilchasa, Rashi says, is that it's misuchechas yafe. Lashon Rashi. Amar Rav Chisda kilchasa de ka'amar misuchechas yafe. It was the kilchasa. The translation of kilchasa means not halachic. As we noted, halachic could mean tzilusam ruv mechamsa. And that wouldn't indicate sale over tznius. A person could create a makom that's tzanua, and it would be tzilusam ruv mechamsa, technically enough schach to be a kosher sukkah, but if the das was not l'shem sukkah and the das was tznius, then you don't have a kosher sukkah here. But the rather, kilchasa means that it's proper. Kilchasa, in a sense, it's nice. Kalacha, in other words, bachor kalacha, appropriate, as appropriate. Exactly what does that mean in practical terms? So my instinct was it had to do with the amount of schach. You're not going to put the bare minimum, bare bone schach. If you're doing it with sale, you want protection. You want substantial protection from the sun. You're not going to just bare bones have, okay, technically it's good enough, halachically speaking, for sukkah, but if you see this much tzel, just barely tzel, more than chama, then you would assume that it was done with snius, and you wouldn't have any right to assume it was done with shame tzel. If you see substantially more schach, then you can, and it was, for snius, you wouldn't need that much. So therefore, you can therefore assume they wanted protection from the sun. One thing should be meduik in Rashi, therefore. L'chayr, according to Rashi's pshat, if a person put the schach down, l'shem tzel, as meaning for protection of the sun, as well as for tznius, so there's two agendas, there's two clear things on his mind. Would it be kosher or pasul? Absolutely kosher, l'chayr. Because just because a person wants for tznius, it doesn't take away. The fact is, you know, when a person does put a lot of schach, who says he doesn't want tznius? You don't know. All you can say when you see a lot of schach is that clearly there was an agenda for Hagana to protect. But the fact that it was not litznius, you would be able to tell that. In fact, if it's a lot of schach, it doesn't take away the privacy, it enhances the privacy even more. You wouldn't need that much. You already have the sense of litznius with less. But you can't tell me that it was not litznius. Elamai, it doesn't matter that it was litznius. What matters is that it was litzel. And once it's litzel, it's kosher. So the way you read the words of the Gemara, v'hu shasar litzel, meaning that you have to make sure that there was a kavanah tzel. And the way to know that is by seeing that there was a lot of schach. That's the pshat according to Rashi. And then just a chazer of the Ritzim from yesterday. When a person has a schach l'shem mitzvah, a sukkah l'shem mitzvah, do you also have to have a kavanah litzel? So we proved yesterday that it can be. You could have a sukkah bashtros karnayim and it's kosher. And there's no tzeir. You can have a sukkah umal me'esrim and the walls reach the schach and you're not and it's not tzeir because it's so high. And l'maisa, it will be kosher according to Rava. And according to Rava, only a technical problem of keva. But where's the tzeir? The answer is, as long as it's a sukkah's mitzvah, it's called a sukkah because it's sukkah's mitzvah. You can get to the label of sukkah in two ways. You can consider it to be defined as a structure of a sukkah if you mechaven that it's for the sake of mitzvah sukkah. Obviously, there you won't need the shem tzeir. You have sukkah, you have a shem sukkah because you're making it for sukkahs. Here we're talking about a case of things that were not made; they were made for other reasons, not for shem mitzvah sukkah. But for it to be, we don't need lishma, the seder. You don't need lishem sukkah, mitzvah sukkah. But you need, it has to be a chefza of a sukkah. So how do you have a chefza of a sukkah? If it's lishem tzeir, it's called a sukkah. So that's unique to this case, that you're going to have a special kavanah lishem tzeir. How do you know it? By looking at the schach. This is Rashi. Let's look at the Ran's pshat. Ran as a different reading of our Gemara, of what it means, Uvat Shetem Tzuchechet Yehuchasa. Namely, as Rav Chisda says, Shasol Etzel. Zot the Ran. Omar Rav Chisda, Vehu Shasol Etzel, Kulomar, Shelo tehe asuya ledira vaotsar. Ulafuke hai gavna hu de tana uvavach dem sucheches kilchasa. The evil in itself is shadin eschach, sikoch pshit. To tell me that you need all the kosher halachas of schach, that's obvious. Just because it's a ganbach rakvash, shouldn't think you wouldn't need that. What does it mean, rather? Shasol l'tzel, shemitzuchachas kilchasa, that should not be asuya l'dira ba'otza. These particular booths that were made, nashim, goyim, nashim, kusim, and bash cases, you did not have the intention of dira ba'otza. This Ran, of course, ties us back to which case earlier in the Gemara, that the Ran already referred to. This Gemara there earlier, the case before in the Gemara, what was it? The Shtei Sukkos Shal Yotzrim, the Pnimis Ena Sukkah. Rashi learns Pnimis Ena Sukkah because the yeshiva is not Nikeres, probably Psul de Rabbana. The Ran learns Pnimis Ena Sukkah because Havilo Kibayis, Avida Ladira, you're living there. So then now you want to change it. When you hear by sitting in the sukkah, that doesn't work. Tatsa Lumina Asli. It was made, Midava Asilo Tzuladira, so you can't just automatically shift it. That's called Tatsa Lumina Asli. So once the designation has been that it's a bias, because you're living there, then you can't have it automatically become a sukkah just because now you want to sit in it. The Ran said, when he quoted that pshat, Kidamina Besamuch. That's the Ran earlier. Kidamina Besamuch, Vahu Shasuya Litzev Lo Otsavadira. The Ran is taking that idea and plugging it into our Gemara. That's the Pshat of this Gemara. So the first thing you notice is he doesn't learn Pshat like Rashi. What does the Ran have to say about Rashi's chesaron of that it shouldn't be with Tznius B'Alma? He doesn't have anything to say about it. Is there such a problem in the Ran? That it's made with Tznius? Presumably not. Presumably not. Says the Nitziv, why not? Right? The nusach of the tefillah tashkivenu says the Nitziv, Rami Sada. Tzeil doesn't have to mean specifically from the sun. Tzeil means shielding. Shielding, privacy is because you don't want intruders. You want a thief to come in. You want to have privacy. That's also tzeil. That's what the Nitziv speculates. The Ran doesn't know of such a chesaron of tznius b'yam. That's what you see. But what did the Ran say? The Ran plugs in the issue that he learned before as well. The problem of la'otzer ledira. If you would have it la'otzer ledira, then it would no longer count as a sukkah because the chesaron is sukkah machmana below beis or shekol hashana. Once it's used, has a certain dira quality to it, it can't count as a sukkah. what would be if a person had in mind sukkah plus dira plus otsa? You had multiple kavanos, according to the Ran. Also a problem. The issue of dira, that's pogim, that taints the sukkah. This is clearly nafkamina we have vis-a-vis Rashi. And it's a different reading and different music in the words of the Gemara. Let's see how the words of the Gemara will be sounding differently. Behusha solid sale. According to Rashi, sale is opposed to tznius. So what does it mean? It has to be sale. You have to have tzel there. It has to be a kavan of tzel. Could it be tznius as well? Fine. But you have to make sure that you tap in to a kavan of tzel. Otherwise, you cannot assume the status of sukkah, a shame sukkah. There has to be a tzel kavan. That's not tzel exclusive. There has to be a kavan of tzel. That's Rashi. The Ran, the su tzel is a fuke otsa v'dira. So how do you read it? A su tzel bedafka. Bedafka. And that's the Russian of the Ritva. That's the main thing I wanted you to see in the Ritva, that the Ritva uses a lesson. He learns ultimately like the Ran's pshat, and his lesson there is levad. But that's pshat in the Ran too. This is hanochen dachi kamar uvad shete asuya l'tzel vilvad v'lo asuya l'dira. That's the problem of bais. Bitzel bilvad. So for the Ran, both the earlier case of Panimis in a sukkah and the cases here of Ganvach and Magvash of Asui Litzel all speak to that same fundamental problem of Tasavom and Asui, namely below the bais, below the otsar, that it has to be designated. And you can't just memela change the designation by your mind. It has to be designated. When you put the schach down, it has to be l'shem sukkah and not kavana for otsar, not kavana for bais. Otherwise, it's a bais. So that's by the panimis and the sukkah. You're living there, and here, if you had this intention, and even if you might have also had other intentions, but by having the intention of otsar or dira, that's the problem. And Rashi, and the Ran doesn't know of Rashi's issue with tznius, but Rashi is the issue that it had to be also l'shem tzel. Tznius doesn't bother me per se, it's just that the absence of tzel means I don't have a sukkah. That's according to Rashi. According to the Ran, the existence of an agenda of otsa v'dira, that creates the problem. Why doesn't Rashi have the problem of otsa v'dira? Rashi also agrees by the case later on of Nisarim that this Gzeiras Tikra Atu Beso, that you're going to confuse it with Beso Shekol Hashanah, think it's okay, and that's not good because the Torah says Sukkah. Rashi also acknowledges the problem of Bais. So here we had the various thoughts that we mentioned, the Bach, and we mentioned our own Svara, the Bach Tain, is that the trappings of a Sukkah preclude it being called Bais. Only Nisarim, he says, that's where you can see it as a Bais. Anything that's not Bais looking, the agenda, the thought, even the fact that you're living there, that doesn't necessarily make it a bias. It's a sukkah, looks like a sukkah, smells like a sukkah, it's a sukkah. You're thinking bias, are you living there? It's still not going to get to the problem of beso. That's the Bach. We want to say a little different. We said that the case earlier was not that you mamish live there as your primary residence. You might be there for extended periods, even in terms of the time that you're there. You might be at a lot more than the regular house, but you have your own house. Therefore, it doesn't come into the issue of bais, and so too over here, maybe Rashi will hold that it's not. You know, Rashi doesn't hold that it would be automatically considered bais just because you had a thought to otsa l'dira. Unless imamish have it as your house that you're living there. These are the two pshatim so far in this inyan of Abchizda. What's the taich of the word kilchasa according to the Ran? Rashi would taich kilchasa to mean what? Kilchasa, nice. Misuchechas kilchasa, in a fine way. In a fine way, a lot of schach. How did the Ran teach kilchasa? Al pidin, in other words, that it shouldn't be for non sukkah, for bais, for an oats. It has to be like a sukkah. 2 seconds. Okay. Who had first? Isaac, Yaakov, Ari. Yeah.
Rebbe said a couple of days ago that one of the nafkaminas, when we were learning the last sugya, that one of the nafkaminas would be if someone made a sukkah, let's sell and snusa. So we're saying that's no longer a nafkamina?
According to Rashi, tzel and tznius is fine because you have tzel. According to the Ran, it might be fine because even if it was just tznius alone, we're saying it would be called tzel. So it's a non-issue because there's no problem with tznius per se. Tznius and tzel are synonymous for the Ran. That's at least in the Tzitz Pshat in the Ran. He doesn't know of a problem with tznius. Tznius is protection, so protection.
It's dir and otzer and dafka.
Right. The problem is otzer. This is a very interesting, this whole Inyan, I just met Rev Tendler in the hall before, and I said, I'm wearing the sugya, Ganvach, and Pnimis, and the sukkah of the Yotzim, and I'm reminded because I spent a number of times Chol Moed Sukkot, I was visiting with his Shver, with Rav Moshe, and I remember distinctly that his sukkah was his living room. His sukkah was his living room. He had a removable roof. Here's sometimes people that have that. And then under the roof of the house, there's whatever, it's bamboo sticks. And I said, obviously you had to lift it up and create a new asiyas chag. He said, I did more than lift it up, just literally now, before shir, in the elevator. He said, I actually moved it all over to the side. There's no covering, and then I moved it all back. I said, that was the shver, wanted you to do that? He says, I wanted to do it, but he liked it. he obviously liked it. But I remember I saw many times in his house, that was what he had. He had a sukkah in his living room. Literally, you're in the same room that you are, based on Shekhar Hashanah, but it's sukkah now. It's a sukkah now, because he took away the schach and he put it back. So, it's not just lumbus here, this is real. When you were doing construction, I actually was tempted with the architect to see if there's a way that we could create the extension of the house to be such that we could have a removable roof, but it was prohibitive in terms of the price. It was not even, I didn't even get off the ground as an idea. Thinking just because, why not? You know? Sure. Okay, Isaac Yaakov, yeah. You did, Isaac, yeah, yeah.
How would we address the first question of Keva?
I won't get into that. It's not for now. I want to focus on the Rush in a minute. The third shot in... In the Pesach, there's a whole new Pesach. Yeah, Ari.
What does Lashem Dira really entail? Like, I would think, at least my assumption was, Lashem Dira, like when you make something Lashem Dira, like part of it is that you want, you know, to block the sun, like Lashem Tzel, and also to protect from rain and from other.
Well, a person words. Makes Lashem Dira, does he also want to protect from the rain, from the sun?
I would think so.
So that's the biggest proof. That's the biggest proof that what we said is correct, that according to the Ran, L'shem Dira and L'shem Tzel together is no good. Because L'shem Dira never precludes the fact that you have Tzel. It's a nicer Dira when you don't have sun, you know, coming in on you, crashing in on you. You obviously want to protect from the sun. But L'maisa, if it was L'shem Dira, that passes the Shach. That's a problem in the Sukkah. So that comes out the flip side of Rashi. Rashi's problem with Sneus, but what she wants to achieve is that you had Das but Tzel. Sneus could be there too, but it had to be a part of the agenda. It had to be tzel and not purely sneus. And the Ran would say that you can have to keep it the same tzel and not have any agenda of the same otzer, the same dira. What about the Rush? The Rush brings, after quoting Rashi. Oh, sorry, Eitan, please. Yes.
What's the difference about the same sneus that for Rashi that we would be able to? What's
the difference between
the
Shem Sneas
versus the Shem Deer and the Shem
Otsar?
That
for Rashi,
the
Shem Sneas
would be able to create a
bias. What do you mean would be created a bias? According to Rashi, Sneas together with Tzel is not a problem. Sneas by itself is a problem because it's not called a sukkah. It's called something else. It's called a private spot. It's not called a sukkah. Sukkah means that there was a designation, a thought, that it's that the covering is protects from the sun. Again, those are the words that Rashi keeps using.
We said that how the trappings of the sukkah precluded from being a bias.
That was what the Bach wanted to say.
So what would be the difference about Shem Sneas for that?
No, because Sneas, it could be not a bias, but it could be a makom that's not a bias and not a sukkah. I don't know the name. I don't know what the label would be. But it wouldn't be biased, according to the Bach, or whatever other reason you'll say. It's not a sukkah because it wasn't sale. You have to find a new label for it. Okay? I don't know. Private corner. It's not a schach. It's not a sukkah. What do you need to make a sukkah? You have to have had the kavanah.
Even if you have the shemotzar, it would still be okay for Rashi.
So that seems to be what the sense of Rashi did mention there, that problem. So that sounds like that's what the Bach ran with it. That would not, because he said the fact that it has the trappings of a sukkah and that you have the das of tzeil, then it doesn't become otzar unless it starts looking like, you know, a more permanent type of a roof. That's the Bach's approach. It has to be like an Isarim type of case. Yeah.
You could have the same sukkah, except it's the same tznius, and it would be a problem.
Yeah, because sneus, if it's not sale, again, if once you have the das of sale, then you're fine. You could have sneus also as part of your agenda, but if it's not, lacks the same sale, it's just because it's sneus, then it would be some other thing, not a sukkah. The Rush first quotes Rashi. He does not quote the Rashi's pshat. He quotes Rashi's pshat. Sukkas, Tanravan, Sukkas, Nachim, Nashim, Behema, Kusim, Sukkah, Mikomakum, Ksher, Bachadem, Sechas, Gilchas, Amav Chizda, Usha, Sogat, Seel, Rislonen, Tachteha, Michorev, Umi, Matar. He adds Matar too. Doesn't necessarily have to mean complete, as we'll soon see Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat, which he's going to quote, but obviously it does something for Yisavi the rain too. So the point of calling the sukkah is that it's a protection from the elements, from the heat, from the rain, from the stormy rain, you might say. So that is when it would be good, even though there was no Hashem mitzvah here, but it was at least intended for some kind of a protection from the physical elements outside. Avo tzniusa bi'alma, that's the problem. If it was just for tznius, ein shem sukkah lei, that's the Russian, ein shem sukkah. That is Shitas Rashi. That's what he quotes first without quoting Rashi by name. That's the Pshat of Rashi. Continues the Rash. V'Rabbeinu Tam Piresh. What is the Pshat of Rav Chisda? Now we're going to have a third Pshat. Sh'asah L'tzeil, meaning the lo me'uva and not very thick, l'hogein min hamata. Yeah, and it goes on with Rakbash, everything the same as what we had with Ganvach. What is this third pshat, Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? A solid sail below Me'uva Lahagein Min Hamat. That it was not created, it was not made in a manner that would be so thick that would be shielding completely from the rain. What comes to mind, of course, and this is what actually is quoting the Torah scene in less than 20 seconds. But Rabbeinu Tam has a unique shita, and this connects to Daf Chav Beis. The Mishnah Daf Chav Beis on the top tells us, toward the end of the Mishnah, Hama'uva kimin bayis. Right, that's the Russian, the Russian, it's Ma'uva, right? Ma'uva kimin bayis. Afbish ena kuchavim nirin mitocha ksheira. So the Mishnah paskins that if the thickness of the schach, typically schach is not so thick, it's a token, a layer of schach. But if it's so thick that it cannot see the stars through it, so it's kasher. Sheschach shelo av meod. Says Rabbeinu Tam, however, Rabbeinu Tam would hold that it's only going to be kasher if the stars are not seen. But if the rain could not get through, that's a problem. And where do we see already an indication of this? Where do we see on Daf Beis such a notion? Where? In Tosus on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Good, beautiful. The Tosus discusses the issue of where it has, if too much kemin bayis, if the rain can get in. Now, there we saw, you could have understood that issue, that since you're banging in the schach with nails, you know, the planks with nails, with a masmerim, so that's what makes it too much keva. It's too much keva. It still has to be a arai structure of some kind. In whatever way, at the end of the day, it has to be sukkah as an arai structure. It's a sukkah. It can't be a bias. So Tosus says if it's kovea nesarim b'masmerim, shelo yeridu kshamim b'sukkah, that Tosus would be a problem. Because since ikar sukkah shemaschach, L'miskashra ad avadu arai. Now, what exactly is the problem there? You could have said because of the nails. But Rabbeinu Peretz, if you remember there, how did he understand it? What makes the problem that it's too much gabayis keva? Not so much the nails, but the fact that the rain can't get in. That's good. That goes, that dovetails with Rabbeinu Tam that we see here in Daf Chav Beis, that if this is a sukkah does not allow the rain to get in at all, then it's kemin bayis. It's already a problem. It's too keva. It's not sukkah. So if you look in the Torah, now let's take a look at the Torah. The Torah quotes this pshat of Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara, and it connects it to the Rabbeinu Tam in every case of sukkah. So look in Tafresh Lamed Hey first. See the tour? It's bracketed off. Rabbeinu Tam Pires. Right. This is right after quoting the pshat of Rashi. Right. He quotes Gadvach and Ragvash. Uvach Yisikil Chasat Pires Shliyasuya Letzel LaHagen Mishra V'Shemesh Bolotnius BiAlma. This is of course Rashi. Then on the neck he continues Rabbeinu Tam Pires. This is like the Rashi's quoting too. The Rashi's pshat then Rabbeinu Tam. Kehochasa, shirote meuva kimin bais. Adds the tour to this pshat that he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that the Rush quoted as well. The tour adds a few words. This pshat of Rabbeinu Tam in the Gemara of Chizda means that it should not be this. The ganvach and ragvash sukkah should not be such that the schach is so thick that it keeps out the rain. That pshat Rabbeinu Tam is gishitaso. Zel gishitaso she posel kishein aksham yor chomer betoch. At both sides, it's a pellet. What's going on here? Comes out this problem that we're identifying in the ganvach and the ragvash sukkah, that it's so thick that it can keep the rain out, is Rabbeinu Tam gishitaso, says the tour. Meaning that this is a problem where? Everywhere. Every sukkah has this problem. No, so what's going on in our Gemara? So what's the Gemara saying? Unique halacha to Gadvach and Ragvash. Unique halacha, right? Even though it's not Lishma, not Lishem sukkah, but it needs this much. Yeah, it needs this much because that's the halacha of every sukkah. Do you have to tell me there has to be tzusim b'mechamasa? No, it's pshita. It's not it, because it has a disadvantage. It's going to be better in other respects. Of course not. Does it have to be? Do you have to tell me there has to be midavar in mekabel tuma gidulam in the arets? Of course not. I understand it. No. So what is the pshat? How could there be no tan be lishitaso? And meaning to say that Rabbeinu Tam passes every sukkah that's muva kimin bayis that the rain can't come in. And suddenly that's the pshat in our Gemara, that Rav Chizda says that this halacha that we have at every sukkah has to be over here. Why would you think it's any different? What do you make of this Gemara? How could it be? Can you read such a Torah? Be'el tam l'shitaso? But then what's the point of Rav Chizda? Right? What's going on there? Be'el tam l'shitaso? But then why you have to tell it to me?
Yeah, cool. Question. Why does the shitaso mean that it would be that it would apply in every other case?
The zero lishitaso sheposel. What do you mean? Lishitaso sheposel where?
It's just in one other case and not
every one other case. Okay. Come with me to Reish Tafresh Lamed Aleph, you and everybody else. Okay. Tafresh the next page. Tafresh Lamed Aleph. Hilchos Sukkah in the tour. Right? This is the din Mu'uva Kimin Bayis that the Kochavim are not visible. Kshera, that's the Mishnah Chav Beis, right? V'Rabbeinu Tam Pasak. Now we're discussing what? Every Sukkah, right? V'Rabbeinu Tam Pasak on Tafresh Lamed Aleph in the tour. Second line. Mu'uva Kimin Bayis that the stars are not visible. Kasha. Okay. Chatchila. Should be that the stars can be seen, but kasha b'diavad, fine. Rabbeinu Tam Pasak, however, she'im asa ovim ma'od, how thick? Not just that the stars are not visible, but also that what? She'en amata yachal lered ba psula. This is every sukkah, correct? Every sukkah. Every sukkah that the thickness of the schach precludes the rain from getting in, this is again, we saw in that base in Tosus. Afal gav de beisil machshirin me'uba kimin bayis. This is sukkah chabeis. Hanu dafka she'en akal chavim mechamarim b'tocha. You can't see the sun or the stars, that would still be okay. Aval, kishe'eno yachal lahamtir b'tocha, if the rain is totally sealed off, tsula afil beisilil. No, okay, so Yaakov, clear, yeah? This is a problem every time you have a sukkah that doesn't allow the rain. So now I ask you, why does the b'chis have to tell me something that's obvious everywhere when it comes to ganvach? We'll get there. Let's hold it, hold it. Let's, this is mamash a pella, right? What's going on, Pshat in the Gemara? V'adoni avi arazal, continues the tour, lo hebi d'var v'psaka. By the way, the Rosh did not bring Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that Muva Kimin Bayis is pasul in his Piskei HaRosh. Interesting. The Rosh didn't bring it. That's what my father, the Rosh, didn't bring it. The Rosh didn't bring it. I thought we just read a Rosh in our Sugah Ganvach. What did the Rosh say? Rabbeinu, the same thing as the Torah said in Tafei Shlamet Hei. Pshat in Rav Chisda, first he brings Rashi's Pshat, then he says Rabbeinu Tam Piresh. No, we just read it, no? Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, Sha'asar Litzev Lom Uva Lahagim Namata. V'adoni Arav Lo Hevi Dvar B'Psakav. I have a Rosh. Perek Rishon Simon Yud Beis. Says the Beis Yosef. Look at the left. U'mashikasa Rabbeinu Sha'arash Lo Hevi Dvar B'Psakav. Hayna Lomar Sha'lo Hevi'en B'Mokam Sha'ayu Lo Havi'en. He didn't bring it where he should have brought it. Dino Perka Yashe, Amasnisan Dam Muva Kimin Bais. He didn't bring it on the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis. Afopisha Eina Kocham Nimrdocha, that's where he didn't bring it. But he brought it in another place, by the Ganvach. So, like, what's the point? I mean, so he brought it here, they didn't bring it here. Like, whoa. Okay, sounds like. So he didn't bring it in Chav Beis. But Lamaisa, the Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara is based on Rabbeinu Tam of Chav Beis, yes or no? What did the Torah say? The Shitasa. Yeah. So then the Rosh did bring it. Like, well, what's... So what I'm going to say now is I'll feed the derech of the Bach, not exactly in every nuance, but let's do it ourselves, and then you can look at the Bach and see what he does exactly. But it's basically within the framework of what the Bach is going to say, Pshat here in this Inyan. Everyone hear the problems? Major problems, right? What's the Pshat here of special halacha by Ganvach? There has to be that the rain can get through. There's a problem everywhere. Why do we have to talk about it by Ganvach? And yet we're talking Rabbein Tam Lushitaso, and then we say the Rosh didn't quote it, but the Rosh did quote it over here. So, like, how does it come together? Yeah.
The same question in the Torah. Where did the Rosh get that Rabbeinu Tam said this on the sugya? I mean, where's even the writings of Rabbeinu Tam on the sugya?
Maybe Sefer HaYashar, I don't know. I mean, they quote Rabbeinu Tam, so it's done it's somewhere. But the Rosh did not bring the Shitas. There is a source of Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. But the Rosh didn't quote it in the second parak, he quoted it here, but if it's the Shitas, so then isn't that as good as quoting it over there? Like, okay, he didn't quote it quite in the right place, but what's really going on? I ask you the following question, okay? Let's realize the basic mahalach. I think we've already laid out the paved the road for it already within Rashi and the Ran. The sugya and chaveis is the what is kosher for a sukkah. Bottom line: is it a kosher sukkah? Is it not a kosher sukkah? If the rain cannot get through. Is it a bias? Is it kamin bias? Is it not kamin bias? Is it still? Is it a problem of kamin bias? It's lost its yom sukkah. It's keva now. That's the bottom line. If it's a problem, so can you fix it? Maybe you can fix it. Take away some of this chach. Now the rain can get through. Our discussion, our sugya ganvach, it was not megish in sukkah. A person makes a sukkah, the same sukkah, and he thinks about Kfir Shavat Tezvav Tezvav to Leil Pesach. He remembers that God says, Kol Mosef HaRezim B'Shubach, Kol Marbe B'Shubach, Kol Marbe B'Shach HaRezim B'Shubach. Okay. So he keeps putting on schach, 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 and he puts on more schach, and that's the point. Is it, someone says, wait a second, Rabbeinu Tam, you can't put on schach, that keeps it, oh, so sorry, takes away a little bit of schach. Any problem there? Is it kosher, is it not kosher? He made it a shem sukkah. He puts on schach, keeps putting on schach. It's kosher sukkah, right? But the rank can get in. And then he keeps putting on more. He thinks you have to put on more. And now the matar can't get in. Now it's a problem, right? For sure. Rabbeinu Tam says it's al bayis. He lost its shem sukkah. So he's told that he has to take away schach. He takes away schach. Kosher or not?
No.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Not passing on last year.
He was putting it, he did it. No, he took away the nails. He took away he took away. Now the matar can get it. He made it l'shem sukkah, and now the schach is not quite, it's there, it's l'shem, it's perfect, okay, and then and the rain can get in, kosher sukkah. But he keeps going. He keeps adding schach. Now it gets to the point that the rain cannot get in. Now, would Rabbeinu Tam say it's kosher? No, the rain can't get in. It's lost its shem sukkah. So they tell him, they lured him to Rabbeinu Tam's shita. He says, oh, I didn't want to do that. So he takes away some schach. Now the rain can get in. Problem or no problem? No problem. The schach was made, it's a sukkah, it's a perfect sukkah now. For a while it wasn't kosher, now it's kosher. Now, it's not as pashut as I'm making it. You guys to know, tasav lo mina asli. But l'chayro, let's argue, I think there's a room to argue that that's not called tasav lo mina asli. Because the schach be'etzim was kosher. And it got to the certain point that now it's the sukkah is not, it's like a keva, because where can I get in? You took away that problem. There's room with the sukkah scared of Tasmanasi to say that's okay. You can quibble with this too, but I think you can make a strong case that that's one. But one thing I'll tell you would not be fun, and that's our sukkah. Person puts on the schach, with shame, what? What's his agenda? What does he want with the schach? He wants the schach to be schach that's going to seal from the rain. He wants the schach to be the shame bias, you might say. The shame that it should seal from the rain. That's his agenda, what he's thinking. Can you call it a sukkah? If a sukkah means it has to be that the rain can get in, a little bit of rain has to be able to get in. Otherwise, it's not called a sukkah, it's a good bias. So it's alderach we had before with the ran. Otsar and Dira. In other words, the problem lies in establishing the makom as a makom called a sukkah. The Lashon of the Rosh, Le'chagen, when he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Sha'asogat Seal Velo Me'uva Le'chagen, meaning that he did Le'chagen going in his machshava. If his machshava was Le'chagen, that it should not allow any drop of rain in there, then the sukkah cannot, to begin with, take on the Chalos Shem sukkah. Now, he keeps going with the schach. And now, you've got it full with schach and the rain can't get in. And now he takes away the extra amount of schach that precludes the rain from getting in, and now the rain can get in. Kosher or not kosher? It never took on a shem sukkah. What you put there could not be kaveya to begin with the shem sukkah. This is the difference between our sugya and Chav Beis. In other words, our sugya is talking about a sukkah that never had the shame sukkah to begin with. There's a nafkamina from Chav Beis. Chav Beis, you can be talking about a sukkah that had das for the shame sukkah, but Lamaisa, there's a practical problem here. If, in fact, the rain can't get in, it's a bias. It won't count as a sukkah. You have to fix the situation. Can fix the situation, and it doesn't have to be called Tassav Lo Mina Asli. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it will be paka, the Shem Sukkah will be lifted once you get to that threshold that is Me'uva to the extent that the water can't get in. Here, I would argue, even if you didn't even get to that point, you put on Shach, L'Shem, L'Hagen, Min HaMotar, and L'Maisa, you didn't get it, the rain could still get in. How about that case? But the rain, the tzchach that you're putting on is for the sake of sealing completely. You just didn't do a good job. You were a little absent-minded, and the maisa, the rain can still get in. Kosher or not kosher? No good. Because your tzchach that you made was tzchach for the sake of bais. The equivalent of what the Ram said. L'shem otzar, l'shem dira. Your schach, das and the schach has an agenda that's antithetical to what a sukkah is supposed to be. So you can't create the halos shem sukkah. So it's nafka mina will be even if it mice of the rain can get in, or even if afterwards you fixed it so technically the rain can get in, but you never will kovea the shem sukkah to begin with. That's our sugya. L'chora, it's a very different. So Rav Chisda is telling me this nafka mina is relevant here. That dafka, because it's not originally constructed l'shem sukkah, so you're not going to have whatever kulos you might have in Daf Chavez in terms of this issue. True, there's a bottom line problem that you have to that exists everywhere, but there's something specific to this halacha. That here, if you're going to have such a kavana that's not consistent with what sukkah has to be, which is arai and not kevat, shouldn't be kimin bais, then the sukkah never took on the shem sukkah. That's the case. Could be that the rush. Except, and let's in terms of the din itself, the rush could hold like Rabbeinu Tam over here, but not necessarily agree with Rabbeinu Tam on Chavez. In other words, the rush could say over here that if you are making the sukkah with such an agenda, this is what comes out of Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. It will be a problem. Because you're making the shem sukkah to begin with. The chlos shem sukkah cannot be created with das that the tzchach should be megan completely from the rain. That's too much like a bais. So the Rosh could accept Rabbeinu Tam, la'halacha, and that's why he quotes it over here. Why does he quote it in the second parak? The Torah says he doesn't quote it. Why? Because that's a different story. That would be saying that even if I have a kosher sukkah, that you made the shem mitzvah sukkah, but Lamaisa, it ended up being, and at a certain point it was fine, because it was, so you got to the point that it was Mubakim advice, it was a perfect sukkah. And we're not talking that the person had the intention of making the schach foolproof. He's putting on a schach. The shem is a sukkah. And now it gets to the point that it's sealing it completely. Here, the Rosh would hold that the shem sukkah doesn't leave just because you now have it to the point that the rain can't get in. Here you're talking about taking away the shem sukkah that you had already. Maybe the Rosh didn't accept that in a bit of time. So that's why he didn't quote it in the second part. Oh, so now everyone's going to ask me, so why is it Rabbeinu Tam Lashitasa? Everyone here himself where we're going. So it's a different perspective, different angle. Here our angle is, can kovea the shem sukkah when you're maniach the schach? That's our problem here. Al derech we saw in Rashi and the Ran. The sugah chavbeis is in terms of the bottom one, whether there's such a problem, and that you could argue the Rosh didn't accept, because that would require the assumption that we can take away the shem sukkah that was already chal, in a case where you did it, the shem sukkah, and you weren't thinking that it's going to end up being sealing from the rain. But l'maisa, you ended up getting it to that point, so who says it? The shem sukkah disappears. That maybe he didn't hold. But what he could agree with Rabbeinu Tam is that when your agenda was to create that result of a structure that's sealing from the rain, that would not create a shem sukkah. That would be creating a bias that wouldn't count as a sukkah. But then the obvious question is, why is the Torah connected to Rabbeinu Tam? If you can separate it like the Rosh does, so why does the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam over here have anything to do with Rabbeinu Tam over there? You see, the Rosh could hold on Daf Chavez that there is no problem, the etzem, in a sukkah that's muva, that keeps out the rain. And yet you could still hold there's a problem in our sukkah if you set up the schach in such a manner, with such an agenda. So why does the Torah make it totally one and the other? Everyone hear the problem? Right? That's a loose end here. What do you do with that? I'll tell you the pashup shat. I think it's pashup shat. Why does Rabbeinu Tam say such a pshat in the Gemara? He reads it in the words. What were the words of Rav Chisda? What were the words of the Braisa? Vilvad shetehei misucheches. It has to be misucheches according to what we know to be what's kilchasa, the halachas of sukkah. Where do we find such halachas in sukkah? Answer is, Rabbeinu Tam has such halachas in sukkah because of what he holds in Daf Chavez, that if you have a sukkah that prevents the rain, then it's a pasul of sukkah. So now he has to tell me that halacha would be relevant over here if you had das to create that kind of sukkah, then it's a problem. But because we have such a pshat of Beit HaMikdash Beis, therefore we can understand that the words can lend themselves to such an interpretation. The svara itself, the Rush could accept, but the pshat in the Gemara, the Rush would not have. To say such a halacha exists, good, but you can't touch the Gemara that way unless you hold like Rabbeinu Tam on Chav Beis. You can't read this into the Gemara unless you hold that there's a fundamental problem in such a case by every sukkah, and then you could talk about this problem being a problem in terms of defining your agenda when you put the schacha. So if you want to read into our Gemara, you're going to have to hold Rabbeinu Tam's Shita on Chav Beis. It comes out something very interesting. The Rush maybe didn't learn like Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha, but he was choshesh in terms of the pshat, in terms of the case where it becomes puzzle. Afterwards, he doesn't hold it becomes puzzle afterwards. But lemaisa, in terms of the din that emerges from Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, the Rush felt he can quote it. The Rush could quote Rabbeinu Tam. Because you could accept the halacha, such a psak, that if you put it on the sukkah with such an intention, you're thinking bias. And therefore, it's not kosher schach, and therefore, it's not going to work as schach. If you had such an agenda, it's not going to work as sukkah. But to read it actually in the Gemara, you need to hold that way in general in order to work it into the words kilchas. A little bit mechudash, but again, some of this you'll see in the Bach. Not everything, and there's some other points in the Bach as well. But l'chor, we have at least an approach. I think should be kedai to chazer over to hear how we lay the groundwork for this based on the way we learned the whole sugya. Our sugya from the perspective of laying down the schach and defining it as a sukkah, that mishnah later on has to do with the bottom line whether such a sukkah is kosher or not. Avram, yeah.
So according to this Rabbeinu Tam, so in our Gemara, we have a case where guys building a sukkah with intentions to just stop praying.
Yes,
but he
yes.
Falls short of it. He makes
so
it
I would argue that would still be no good, right? I would argue the schach was placed there, I think so. The schach was placed there with such a purpose. It's like Rashi's Tzniusa. I think so. Or even the Ran's case of Otsar. The Kavana was the Otsar. There it wouldn't be as blatant because you could still use it as an Otsar. Here, you were not successful. Maybe you thought you were successful. But when you placed it, that was your designation. I think that would be a problem. For sure, the other case will be a problem. If you had it all and then you took it away, that I have no doubt about. That for sure wouldn't help. That would be tassel v'na asli, absolutely. But not necessarily on chabez. If your original kavana was a shem mitzvah and you ended up not knowing the halacha and putting on too much, but earlier it was fine, and then you ended up getting over the top and now it's completely sealing, I think that you couldn't say is good enough to take away the excess. But here it wouldn't work to take away the excess because the you need to do the whole thing again. The schach became possible. I can hear, even if you end up not getting to that point, the kavana was the same bias. A little bit b'chodesh, but this is how we could navigate the rush. Yeah, Ari.
What are the implications of the rush, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, especially after Rashi? Does that mean necessarily that he has something like this?
So I think the way I'm learning it, and the way, there's some other loose ends you'll see in the Bach also, but I think the way I'm learning it, it would come out that the Rush is quoting it because it could be Nogea Lemaisa, that you could passel such a sukkah with such an intention. Even though, as I was saying, that even though the Rush would not passel it post facto. But this is what we're saying, unlike the Beis Yosef. The Rush quoted here, didn't quote it here, and that was the whole big deal. Okay, the Tur just said he didn't quote it from Komo. The Bach is saying no. The Rush is machalik between, if Lemaisa practically, that's the situation, question. But if you set it up that way, to create schach for that agenda, there the Rush holds like Rabbeinu Tam. What I'm adding here is that maybe that's because since Rabbeinu Tam holds this way, pshat in the Gemara, it comes at a halacha lemaisa situation, that such a situation where you put it down, l'shem l'hagen from the matar, would be a problem sukkah. So even though the Rush didn't have the luxury of learning it in the Gemara that way, because he couldn't teich kilchasa the way Rabbeinu Tam did, because he doesn't have such halacha elsewhere, so he wouldn't have the luxury of actually learning it. He quoted the pshat anyway, because he wanted you to paskin. He would say, okay, a great person called Rabbeinu Tam holds that putting the sukkah, putting the schach down with such an agenda is no good. I want bichoshish for such a shita lahalach. even though his what led him to Paskin that way was his reading of the Gemara, which was based on his interpretation of Chavez and Shita Chavez. I don't go that way, but Lamaisa, this halacha I'll still embrace. So therefore the Rosh quoted Rabbeinu Tam over here to be Choshesh Behem Ledina, and in Svara I can hear a chiluk. I can hear a chiluk, that to be able to create the Chalos Shem Sukkah in the beginning, it's no good if I have such intentions, but after the fact, if I had in mind perfect Sukkah's mitzvah, if it gets to that point, maybe you wouldn't lose the Shem Sukkah.